Welcome to episode 3 of Dark Side Citizens. I'm Sean M. Thompson.
And I'm Tiffany Morris.
And we're going to be covering the episode Painkiller today, which is episode 3. If we're counting the pilot, it's episode 4. But I don't, so it's episode 3.
Yep, pilot is episode 00, so this is episode 3.
Directed by Armand Mastroianni, written by Haskell Barkin. Starring Farley Granger as Dr. Roebuck, Peggy Cass as Nadine Terman, and Louis Jacoby as Harvey Terman.
Also known as the Dunkin' Donuts
Also known as the Time to Make the Donuts Man, which is very obscure because it was like 80s, I think, Dunkin' Donuts commercials.
Yeah, I think. And like, I know the phrase, even though we don't, I touched on this last episode, we don't have Dunkin' Donuts in Canada, or at least my neck of the woods. But yeah, I still managed to hear it as part of like, you know.
It was one of those weird ones like Where's the Beef that somehow survived the actual ad campaign.
Became part of regular language, which is kind of distressing, but
it's very
fine,
distressing,
I guess.
Yes. But yeah, so this is it's not as bad as episode 1.
No.
Although even that one, I don't know if it was bad necessarily. It's just weird.
Yeah, it's got a similar vibe.
Yes, I was joking with my partner. So far, I do have a category I can put things into. So it's either like supernatural horror or my bitch wife episode.
this is one of my
bitch wife episodes.
It sure was the 80s.
Yeah. I mean, there's not much to it. It's basically a man who has a nagging wife who works as an auto mechanic, and she's trying to get him to learn computers so they can make more money. And then one day he hurts his back, series of visiting a doctor, trying to figure out what's wrong with his back, and eventually the doctor tells him it's his wife and they need to kill his wife.
He doesn't go for a second opinion either.
No, he's just like, oh. Well, I mean, I think it wasn't the greatest directed episode. I think it was supposed to be like in The Office. He's like, okay, you can kill my wife. But that actor didn't convey that. That actor just sort of conveyed, sure, kill my wife.
Yeah, he really, I don't know if this was intentional or not, but like the character is super listless. Like he seems like he's just really bandied about by whoever is the stronger
person in
the room.
I think that is on purpose. He's very, he's very like a lazy Solid Snake from Metal Gear. There's just this trope where Solid Snake will just repeat everything someone says as a question.
Right.
So this guy's the same. It's like, we need to kill your wife. And he'll be like, kill my wife?
Time for Solid Snake to make the donuts and then kill his wife. It's a whole other universe.
I'd watch the hell out of that. Yeah. Oh boy. We gotta spend at least 15 minutes on this, huh?
No, we could do that. I mean, like, at the beginning, it's ridiculous because he's got this very conspicuous, giant, like, basic computer skills book that he's studying.
He does.
And Nadine, his wife, is just like, oh, you gotta make sure you do this, you schmuck. You can't work in the auto parts department the whole time we exist.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of funny because I know she's supposed to be seen as a jerk, but I'm sort of like, I mean, he is like, what, 50-something? He probably should be getting some sort of desk job.
Yeah, but like my thing is like, she goes, computers are the future. And I was just like, man, so is studying and bettering yourself only to make lateral moves and never get a promotion. Like that is totally the future in store for everybody.
It is, yeah. And I'm sure in the 80s they were sort of like this, will they ever get anywhere? It's an interesting episode in that nothing really happens until maybe like the 15-minute mark.
Yeah, it takes a really long time to get going. And I guess that's just kind of like setting the scene of their like domestic conflict, which isn't like super awful, but is like, you know, obviously kind of teeming with resentment because he just wants to vibe and she really wants a lot more. She wants, what is it, to buy silk blouses?
Something along those lines.
And, like, they're on sale already, and I'm like, I don't know what this is trying to do. Is like, is it trying to show that she, like, what she wants isn't that objectionable or, you know, difficult to attain, and therefore he should be able to do it, or is it supposed to seem unreasonable that she wants 2 silk blouses?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess the implication was, like, she didn't have a job, and So she's like doing a lot of shopping that he can't necessarily afford.
That's a pretty dick move. Like, he's like, you know, you could do something, be a cashier. And she's like, be a cashier? I'm not doing that. And it's just like, well, come on, man. Like,
I couldn't really place the accent. I wasn't sure where they were supposed to be from.
No, like that was a distinct kind of like accent, but I couldn't really identify where.
I think of it as like all-purpose city in a play. Yeah. Where it's just like, you're never going to make anything of your life. And it could be New York, or it could be Chicago, or it could be Nameless City.
Yeah. Random large city.
It's just very Metropole. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like 20s, you know?
Yeah.
What makes you so great? But yeah, so he hurts his back. That's like the crux of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say something?
Please, come here.
Speak up, I can't hear you.
I think I threw my back out.
If you're gonna spend all night in the kitchen, you're lying on the floor.
My back.
Yeah, and he's just like, oh, this is terrible. And it's funny, too, because, like, he's like, my back is out. And Nadine's just kind of like, all right, well, do you want the doctor? And he's like, no. And she's like, okay, well, I'm going to bed. And you could tell she was kind of excited to have the bed to herself, which is legit.
He's laying on the ground. He sees a strange man floating outside of his window who, like, kind of puts his finger on his nose. Yeah, there are some fun shots where it's like his POV from the ground, and she's just like, I got you a blanket, but not a good blanket because it's on the ground.
It's like, come on,
she's
man.
She's like, see you later. And there's another thing where she's eating like chocolates, and he's like, can I have one? And she's like, no, you're on a diet.
Yeah, it's like, it's one chocolate. Come on. How many calories could that be?
I know, but in her defense, we see what happens to this man as soon as she's gone, and he is just like a child.
Yeah, yeah. And that makes her claim, you know, that she does enough around there.
Right. He gets home, he's instantly eating a box of chocolates.
Right, yeah.
In a scene that totally doesn't really work, because he's supposed to have his mouth full, but it doesn't sound like that. Basically, eventually he ends up at the doctor. The doctor says, I can't find anything physically wrong with you, but I believe you're in pain, so I'm going to give you a muscle relaxant. And check in with me in a couple of weeks. And we sort of, like, you know, scoot forward, and it's been a couple of months, or like a month and a half. He's got this weird little, like, back neck brace. They do this real quick. Very lazy thing, by the way, because they could have filmed this. But, like, you saw the Chinese, like, you know, the... What the fuck is it called? The needles.
Acupuncture.
You saw the acupuncturist? She doesn't say it like that, because it was the 80s. She just says, like, you saw the Chinese guy with the needles, and you've seen all these other people, and nothing's happened.
She's very much like, it's in your head.
Yeah, and it is. But so we, you know, cut forward a little bit. He's still at home. He's going to try to make it to work. He gets in the doorframe, and his back goes again.
Mm-hmm.
He gets a call from the doctor, so he goes to visit the doctor, who then drops the bomb of, like, well, your pain is from your wife, so let's just kill your wife. And it's like, oh, yes, of course.
Makes sense.
Makes perfect sense.
Okay, but this is like hippy-dippy bullshit, but I kind of believe in the mind-body connection, right? Like, stuff that is happening in your mind.
I believe that. I would say, the argument was, well, if you divorce her, she's going to take all your money. But I'm like, I still feel like that's probably better than killing her.
Right. And I mean, like, if you're stressed out, then sure, like, that's probably going to show up as back pain because you're tensing yourself all up,
right,
and probably contorting weird. But, like, yeah, that's not an excuse to kill anyone, even though throwing your back out really sucks.
I mean, the logic is also a bit faulty because, like,
yeah,
if your wife was killed or murdered, I feel like you wouldn't be less stressed.
No, but he has a really mellow reaction to it.
I know, he's just very, like, cool. Like, he gets a call that his wife has been killed, and he's like, Nadine? Dead? And he sort of seems, like, for half a second, like, oh, geez. And then he stands up, and his back is fine, and he's like, oh, all right.
Yeah, it's so fucked up, dude.
And it makes me like, wow, this dude's just a monster, huh?
Yeah, I was like, because, like, okay, sure, like, he's clearly, you know, quote-unquote henpecked, like, this is not a happy marriage for either of them, and they should just get divorced, but, like, at that moment, I'm like, dude, you're a bad person. Like, that's, like, such a mellow reaction to such terrible news, which makes me like, okay, was he actually down with his wife getting killed? As per the doctor's orders? Like,
I don't really know. I mean, it's so hard to tell whether that's just like a lack of performance or whether that's intentional.
Yeah, I couldn't really...
Like, whether the director should have maybe told him to... I mean, this was old school TV. We're so used to prestige television now.
Mm-hmm.
And like TV being actually like almost better than movies. But like back in the day, it was just like, hey, we have 20 things to film in like a month. So they didn't... You know, TV used to be like the crap medium.
That's true, so, especially in the early 80s, I'd imagine, right?
Well, they were just trying to crank shit out. Like, to an extent, this is still the model in the U.S., but it's just, like, quantity over quality.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, okay, we got to do 15 episodes, so this person gets a week.
Yeah, throw it out and see if it sticks.
Yeah, but so, anyway, his wife dies. He's happy about it because his back doesn't hurt anymore. A few weeks later, this old woman comes to his door and is like, I hit your wife, I'm so sorry, but... Someone made me do it, and his mouth is full of chocolates, and it's supposed to be like a comedic gag that she thinks he's so distraught that he can't speak. Totally didn't play, because it just he's just like, mur, 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 mur. Like, that's not food in your mouth noises.
No, I was really confused by that scene. It's just like, what?
I'm like, is he having a stroke? Like, what is...
I was like, is he just like this hapless? Like, what the fuck is happening?
No, apparently he can't even just handle talking while chewing.
Right? I feel like most people can. The mechanics of that are actually fairly easy.
You would think so.
But that old lady, you know, she does a great performance because I felt relief seeing her come into the scene and deliver those lines. And I could tell that the performances maybe haven't been super great until that point. If a small part makes me feel that way.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I feel like this might have been a stunt cast because the ads for Time to Make the Donuts were like so big that they were like, what if we just cast him and had him do the exact same thing?
Right. That makes sense.
Because I watched one of the ads and it's very similar. Like, I watched one where he's like constantly in and out of the door and he's just super tired because he constantly has to go back and forth making the donuts.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, then we get to our big reveal, which isn't much of a reveal because we've all figured it out by this point. He goes to the doctor and the doctor's like, I made that, you know, accident happen.
Dun, dun, dun.
And now, yeah, now you have to kill someone for me. And he says, yeah, he's like, I'm not going to do it. And then the doctor taps his nose and he's like, oh, my back. And you realize somehow this guy has made this man have back pain.
The nose to back confluence. I don't know. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's sort of a weird...
some bewitched shit.
Sort of. It's like on the nose. And then the best part of the episode, which is I think also the worst part, he's like, who are you? And then he just sort of turns and it's like, hoo hoo ha ha. It's like, wait, but who is he though? Is he supposed to be the devil?
We've already established that the devil is what? Like a 1920s silent film guy.
Well,
he's a twin.
This is what I don't love about Tales from the Dark Side, is it's like taking those Twilight Zone episodes of It's the Devil and just doing it as everyone.
Yes! I'm like, oh my god, I'm so tired.
And I'm like, dude, it can't be the devil twice within like four, or in the first three episodes, it can't be the devil like, twice.
Is this the preamble to Satanic Panic? Is this what's happening?
Maybe. I blame fucking Tales from the Dark Side then.
Oh man. No. No.
No, maybe. I don't. I blame New Tales or New Twilight Zone. Do you ever know about that? That happened in the 80s.
Did it really? Like, that's not a joke you were just
yeah,
making?
So, like, obviously it's before our time, but I did a little research because I got into George R. R. Martin and he wrote a few episodes. But it came out in the 80s. It was just called New Twilight Zone. And it was more or less just modern Twilight Zones in the 80s.
Twilight Zone Crystal. Does that scan like Crystal Pepsi?
Oh, no. Oh, not really.
Never mind. No.
Was New Coke in the 80s? I don't. There's so many weird references.
Maybe.
I mean, I was like five in the 80s, so.
Yeah, like how do we know this history of product?
I don't know. How does it survive? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, like I never tried Crystal Pepsi. I never tried New Coke, and yet this is part of my like general understanding of history. That's
It is
fucked
fucked
up,
up.
man.
But anyway, yeah, this episode isn't great. Why do I feel like I'm going to be saying this a lot this
It's
season?
skippable.
So this isn't great. I mean, the
Yeah.
next one is actually, I like it. I don't know if it's for everyone. It's very like a play, actually, the next one. Because it's just like one setting and
Okay.
it's mainly performance based, which is so weird after the first, the pilot and then these three, which are all just like plot based and like basically have not the greatest actors.
Yeah, okay. And is the devil in it? Do we get a break from the
No,
devil?
but we don't stop with the like demon in a suit thing. I mean, I'm one to talk, but
Okay, well, I
yeah.
don't hate that. Yeah. I guess we'll see if they do Demon in a Suit as well as Sean M.
I
Thompson
mean,
does.
I would argue my version's better because he turns into a sex object, but yeah, so I don't have much more to say about this episode.
Yeah,
I wish I
no,
did,
unfortunately.
it's very forgettable. I mean, it seems maybe a little overcritical to go back to what is admittedly, I think, probably third or fourth tier anthology show and be like, wow, this isn't great. No, it's like, no shit, it's not great. That's why people don't talk about it the same way as Twilight Zone or Tales from the Crypt or.
Right, but I think we can base it on like what we've seen that the show can
Right, yeah.
do.
I mean, for the show, it wasn't good.
Yeah, like not one of its best, not its
No, I think
worst.
the two. I think the issue is the pilot and the fir the pilot and the second episode, which is Make You a Million, are both like. I mean, they're not amazing, but they're decent enough for this show. But then you've got The New Man and Painkiller, which just sort of, they almost feel like they were ad-libbed on the spot. It's just like,
Yeah.
okay, so we need two episodes about, like, a man who doesn't like his family. Go.
Yeah. It's like, come on, this is for, domestic television sets, so we got to make sure that people can have some catharsis from hating their own families or
Yeah,
something.
it's such a weird phenomenon, like, the whole, it's like, it hasn't even stopped either, but, like, the whole, I hate my wife thing. It's just like such a trope.
Yeah.
Actually, what I love about the show, Kevin can go fuck himself, which is great, by the way, is it plays around with that sitcom dynamic of like, I'm the cool husband, but my wife is a naggy bitch. And it sort of has like the sitcom formula where you see it as it would be in a sitcom. And it's just like this total Peter Griffin idiot type, like, I'm going to the chili cook-off. And then the wife is like, hey, maybe don't be stupid. And he's like, oh, honey. But then it pulls back and it's just a regular drama and it shows how terrible that guy is and like how borderline abusive. It's the lady from Schitt's Creek too. Was
Oh,
it
nice.
Annie Murphy? I don't remember now.
The mother
No,
character?
not the mother, the daughter. The one that's constantly going, David.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember her name. She's great,
She
though.
is. This is gonna bother me, and this has been a throwaway episode. So I'm gonna look it up. Because I need to fill time. And because I can't justify putting an ad in the middle of this if it's not a certain length. Okay. So
Fair.
let's see. Kevin. Oh, and of course, IMDb is going slow as shit. Can go riveting. All right. Annie Murphy. Yes, I was correct.
Nice.
But yes, so anyway, until next time, I don't know what to say. I was trying to think of a way to organically fit in sound clips from the episode, but I think I'm just going to cut them in. Like, I don't have any organic way to do it.
Until next time, don't throw your back out.
Yeah, try not to throw your back out. Maybe I'll throw in a Nadine here.
Nadine.
Okay, thanks, Sean. But yeah, anyway, so I've been Sean M. Thompson.
I'm Tiffany Morris.
And stay tuned for hopefully more entertaining episodes. Okay, whatever.